All right, we'll call this a pre-show.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
It's a pre-show here on Spreely.tv.
Yep, where we're an animal house, and we deliver it to you fresh every day.
Yes, we can.
RansomIzzo.com is where you can find all the things.
All the things.
The announcements. All the things. Say hello to my guest today. This is Annie. Hello, Annie. Hello. She's a little sweetheart. And, RansomIzzo.com.
This user cannot create live videos.
All right. Ever?
I don't know how it works. I don't know.
So I have to do it.
You probably need to.
I mean, that's good because I don't post anything on my Facebook page, so I probably won't get canceled. That's one positive thing. Are you just the cutest little thing? Oh, look at it. Yes, it's so cute. Hi, everybody. How's it going today? It's Friday. We made it. It's the end of the work week. Done. Let's see who's in the chat. Hello.
Yeah,
Beverly.
About 44 minutes and you'll be calling in, please.
Please and thank you.
Heidi, Linda. Randall Flagg, Linda Bov.
I already said it. What ADD, dude?
Wait,
Sarah.
Is 27 Kentucky not my state, but I live here, Illinois. Where were you born,
Heidi?
Illinois, Heidi? Where in Illinois? I got to keep track of so much shit, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Randall Flagg. Well, then, I'm saying hi to the people. Why do you got to jump over and do what I'm doing?
I'll just go fuck myself, thank you.
Control freak, that's why. You're a little bit of a control freak.
Appreciate
Are we learning
you.
That
I
about you?
Appreciate you being on time today.
I'm on time, and I'm saying hi to the people. So, step off. Hi, Beto. Happy Friday. Does everyone see this little sweet face? This is what it's about. This is what life is about. Just the sweet little myth. This sweet little puppy. Sweet little puppy girl.
When you do that, when you create a page, I'm going to need access to your page to log in. Are you fine with that?
I mean, I don't use my stuff, so that's cool. But even with the Facebook page, I had access to it, but I couldn't get to your personal stuff.
I would have to log in as your personal stuff. All right, you want to do a show?
Makes my brain hurt.
All right, yeah. 15 seconds. We're going to do a show here on Spreely.tv. If you're watching on any of the social medias, we got to cut it. You got to go to RansomIzzo.com or Spreely.tv to continue loving us.
Again, RansomIzzo.com, Spreely.tv, Spreely.tv.
Sit down, shut up, and pay attention.
Damn!
This is the RansomIzzo Show with your hosts, Dominic Izzo and Common Sense Ashley, from porn to politics. We touch every third rail we can find. You might want to put your headphones on so your mom can't hear this. It's been called the most entertaining 60 minutes on the internet, and it starts now. Let's do this.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever part of the world you're in. This is the RansomIzzo Show here on Spreely.tv. It's Friday, February 3rd, year of our Lord, 2023. And holy shit, the week is done, thank God. I'm so tired of everything that's going on in the world. We'll just touch this politically off the bat. Great, China's got a weather balloon spying over us. Joe Biden wants to do nothing about it. Yay, can we move on now? Don't care.
Yeah, but honestly, do you think it's really China spying on us?
Let me ask you a question. What difference does it make?
But honestly, do you?
I don't.
After everything we now know, our audience is savvy enough to be critical thinkers, to actually think that's what our government wants us to think it is. Go fuck yourselves. This is not China spying on us. This is not anything that we would allow if another country is literally hovering over us in protected airspace and we're just going to be like, yeah, hang out there for a little bit. This is completely internal. They are spying on us and they want us to think it's someone else. Hello, Russia collusion. Hello, every other thing our government has touched and told us it's someone else's bad doing. I don't buy it anymore. I don't buy it. It's a gallimaufry. Like, it's just not something that is going to be worthwhile considering any further than as far as you could throw it.
I never know when to stop. You're getting some good ones out lately.
I can't even hear what you're doing, so. Thank you.
You can't hear your own applause?
No. It's like, that's why I keep talking, because I can't hear anything.
I'll play this because this audio, we remember, whenever we cover something, it's for entertainment purposes only. And I don't know what is there else to, this is from Joe Biden from March of last year versus now.
And have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews. Just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III.
That was last year.
And today I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
Okay, so I want to ask a question, and I want to be legitimate because I think it's honest. If we're in a day and age where everything is being collected as data and it's out there, how do you take a president of the United States who runs on an issue, and let's pretend for a second he legitimately got 81 million votes, okay? He gets 81 million votes. He's the most elected president in the history of the world. And then one of these issues is this: we're not going to go to war. And then he turns around less than a year later and does this. Is it a big ol', I'm the president, fuck you, I could do what I want? Is it a big ol', well, you guys just don't understand, there's some working parts, and, you know, and yeah, maybe I should have said during my my time last year that, you know, it's a possibility we'd have to do this? Or is it time, got to be careful for this, for Americans to throw the fucking tea off the ships because nothing else, voting doesn't work? Ranting on your social media doesn't work. Posting memes and sharing this shit doesn't work. So what needs to be done?
What do you think should happen?
I know exactly what should happen, but you can't. If you, again, my dad is 70.
And will that accomplish anything?
My dad will be 73. He's very, very, I mean, he's not losing anything yet. If he starts to run the household, because he runs the fucking family, and he starts to slip up in his 80s, and would I let him just drive down I-90 doing 75 miles an hour? Oh, it's okay. He just, he's fine. Or would I go, no, you're not driving anywhere. At what point do we take control? Because I'm so tired. We keep forgetting about the fourth branch of government, we the people. No, we the people, if are we going to still do that? If Russia launches nukes, are we going to be doing this? Oh, I can't believe Joe Biden got us into a war. It's like, that's what we do. We're on our phones. We deserve this.
Okay. All things considered.
Yeah.
If we have an internal war, it's not going to happen. I don't have enough confidence in the American people to understand the gravity of what actually is being said or done internally to realize we're all being lied to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... what you just displayed, what Biden is saying, I don't think enough people understand that. Not enough people remember that. And to point it out to them isn't going to be something that is earth shattering for them. Okay. They go about their life and they do their day and they don't care what is taking place in DC. On top of that, you watch the news every day and you watch it from a perspective of what am I going to talk about on a show where I deliver information five nights a week? People don't look at information as closely as we do. I mean, I could be in any group of people on any given day and they could mention anything under the sun and I'm going to know about it. I'm going to have some idea of what they're talking about. Can everybody do that? is everybody who works a 9-to-5 job, who has a family, who's raising kids or has kids in college and they're worried about paying bills and if there's going to be eggs at the grocery store, can they genuinely say that they have a pulse on every single current event taking place today? The answer is no.
No. Do you remember when you really didn't care that much? I thought
never. I have never been that way.
So you, I never, I remember working in a bar. I've said this before, when Mitt Romney ran the first time, not against Obama, but against Bush, I remember working in a bar going, oh yeah, you know, he's I'll vote for him because he looks presidential. That's how I was, right? And I didn't know what I was back then. And I remember it was the hanging Chad issue from Al Gore and Florida and George Bush Jr., right? W. Bush. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. I don't know. I was literally, it was 9 o'clock at night. We're watching it on the news in the bar on the old square televisions. And I'm like, I don't, what cocktail, what do you want? When Obama got elected, that was the first time I said, okay, I'm older. I need to start paying attention more. That's when I started paying attention. But I thought that the older you got, it's like, you know, you're not going to be as, because my dad was so fired up as a Republican when I was younger. Him and my mom used to go, she was a Democrat back then. My uncle was a Republican. He used to go up my mom and snap. They got older, they don't talk about it as much. I thought, well, you get older, you don't talk about it. Now it's like the more older I get, I'm like, holy fuck, are we run so stupid?
But it's interesting. I think there's a lot of people, just as you said, you worked at a bar, the TV was on, it was background noise, you didn't really care. Most people are that way. But I, you know, I can remember all the way back to junior high, there would be, at the top of one of my classes, we'd talk about current events. I was going to enroll in a private high school and you had to pass a test, written and oral, and you had to talk about a current event that's affecting you. So you had to be abreast to what was taking place in the world because this school wanted to know if you were paying attention. I don't think today there's that type of emphasis on current events, on what's taking place. And what they do push is all the wrong things. That's where people they're slipping because they're pushing the wrong message. All you're going to be hearing in public schools today is make sure you represent every walk of life and you don't offend anybody and you acknowledge somebody else is better than you.
Only
that's what you're taught.
You have to do that if you're white. You have to do that. You and, you know, I'm Italian, so that means that I'm mostly Calabrese and Nablodan, but there's part of me that comes from Sicily. So that means
you're not black.
I'm half black. No, I'm half. No. So that means I'm like an eighth black.
No.
Sure.
Not in America. Not in America. And probably not in Italy either.
No
one's acknowledging you as black in Italy.
Nobody acknowledges me as Italian from it. So Italy looks Italians look at us like,
all you fake,
right?
Fake Italians.
Come on, we have to do this audio. I'm glad we didn't play this yesterday. We'll save it for today. I want to play these two sound clips of two of the members of the squad. I'm sure you heard this.
Oh,
I can already
see
it. So I like passionate debates, but they don't do anything. What we've seen over the last several years is everything's a soundbite now. Everything.
This was a fluffing of feathers. This was not productive.
No, or was it a virtue signaling to people like me that are like, I don't want women in office if this is how they act.
Yeah, no.
This is my girl, Rashida Tlaib. I got to play this.
Is recognized. I yield 1 minute to the gentlewoman from Michigan, Representative Tlaib.
The gentlewoman from Michigan is recognized for 1 minute.
Desperation.
You got to sit through us for one
so
minute.
So desperate to distract the American people from their total inability to govern. The GOP is now doing what it is best at. Weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful Muslim woman.
Good
Congresswoman
Lord.
Omar.
She's brown. So now all of a sudden they, right in front of the entire American public, let's switch her race to black. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that subjective? Why do we care? Is it her personality that's beautiful? Because now if you're going off of her looks and whatnot, are you not excluding other maybe some large women? Well, I'm just start there.
Lived experience as a refugee and a child of survivor of war should be welcomed on this committee. It is needed. When you can't pass any bills that actually improve the people's lives, they turn to Congress. They turn Congress into a place of fear, mongering, hate. Mm. It is so painful to watch. How ironic that the so-called lovers of personal freedom are now moving to censor Congresswoman Omar in the same week they introduced a bill to ban federal employees from engaging in censorship. Where are the free speech warriors today? The hypocrisy is obvious to the American people. You are showing who you all are, really.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Omar will not be silenced.
Here she comes.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Congressman Omar,
the gentlewoman's time has expired.
That our country is failing you today.
Shut up.
You belong
the gentlewoman is no longer recognized.
I'm so sorry, sis. Rashida Tlaib, right? The Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib from the great state of Michigan now makes me understand.
Minnesota.
Michigan.
Michigan.
Michigan. Rashida Tlaib makes me understand now why Muslim men beat their wives.
Okay. I don't think we got to go that far.
Oh, I just did.
We need to understand what she said. There was some validity to what she said.
Which part?
In the context of what she was saying. Mm-hmm. What she was saying is Congress is failing the American people. Amen, sister. Yes, indeed they are. You think that this is the highlight of what most Americans are struggling with? Put on your tennis shoes, bitch, and get out and walk the streets of where you come from. Mississippi looks like a third world country. My neighborhood is quickly dwindling.
Mississippi?
Yeah, someone did a post. It was horrible. Oh. Holy shit. Our country is falling apart. The people who live here, we are having a huge divide of great wealth and great poverty. Yeah. And if you can't see that, I don't know what to tell you. But you have these entitled, privileged people working in Congress, thinking they represent the general American public. You don't represent any of us.
If it was a normal job, I don't think you'd get the quality people in Congress. If they're like, dude, here's, I've said this many times. Public service needs to be no vacation time. If you're elected for 4 years, you get 2 days off like everybody else. You work, end of story. You're a salaried employee, whatever they make, $175,000 a year. That's your payment for the next 4 years. No, you or your family or no. If in law enforcement, did you know that in almost every single department, you cannot associate with anybody who's a convicted felon if you're in law enforcement? There was a father who was fired from a cop because his son was a convicted felon and they were in the same household. So you need to have it so that I don't make the lobbyist money from the credit cards. Well, my husband does. No, you need to see anybody who's in your immediate family or household has absolutely no ability to create any type of specialized income from that. We're going to be monitoring the shit out of you. We're going to audit your financials like crazy. I can guarantee you probably 70% of the people would not run for re-election.
Okay, I think what needs to be understood, if people don't understand this, and we've talked about this before, and I'm sure it goes way beyond even what we're told, but you know, they have expense accounts. They have housing provided to them. They have transportation. They have a bunch of things that the general public doesn't have or will ever have or experience under the guise of them representing their district. Representing the district and holding them to this pedestal, putting them up on a podium and giving them all this notoriety, I think was a mistake from the start. These candidates who turn into our elected officials should live like everybody else. I don't need them to live in special housing, congregating with other congresspeople. You live in your district, and you know what? Just like everyone else, you Zoom your meetings. I don't need you flying back and forth from your district of Michigan to D.C. to have your meetings.
You stay
where the hell you are. You know who your neighbors are. You know what your downtown facility looks like. You understand the importance of what your people are dealing with. I don't need you in D.C. D.C.'s not real. That's a fake reality.
It's a club. It's a big club for everybody to have fun with. I see it all the
time. The more we think about this, the more people should be outraged. Literally, left, right, middle, center, green. I don't care what you identify as. If you truly understand, if you think socialism or communism is the way to equalize everybody, understand right now in this country, we don't have that. We have a hierarchy of those people in D.C. who are
above
the rest of us.
What people? Black History Month. Watch your mouth.
Those people.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And that's where we should start.
Let's do one more because I want to go back to one more of this is
AOC.
Thank you. Now, as a fellow New Yorker, I think one of the things that we should talk about here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America.
Oh, boy.
Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
I really don't care. Jewish space lasers, that's fucking awesome. I don't know.
Tripping?
I want to sort of band name that. She's Obama 2.0. You ever see her on a live feed when she's not scripted or rehearsed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Not good.
No, she
not
looks like me.
Good at all.
She sounds like me trying to take the good lighting angled feed pictures for my feet to find her account.
Yes.
Yeah. That awkward.
No, it's amateur hour. I mean, you literally take somebody at a podium who has an audience and you give her a script and she's a great actress. You take all that away, you strip it all down to the basics, you put her in her house and she talks to her people and everyone follows her because they're like, oh, what is she going to say? She's live and in person. I can communicate with her. She sounds like an uneducated. Oh God, it's worse than uneducated. I don't even have the words to describe what it is, but it is it. What is it, Dom? When you listen to her talk,
sounds like a cat being fucked by a monkey holding a football.
Okay, not quite, but you know there is definitely a disconnect between it. It seems like two different people.
She sounds like me in about 6 hours from now after eating all that Taco Bell from last night.
Okay, that's a little closer.
There you go. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Almost on the verge of a diabetic coma, unable to breathe.
So bad. I passed out so uncomfortably hard last night. It was so difficult to function today. It really was.
You should film those and do those mukbangs. Should make money off of that.
Randall Flagg, Jews in space. Oh, my God.
But did you hear me?
You don't get their reference, but that's okay. What?
I'm being serious. That's what? Another business venture for you during
filming
these
me on the
times.
Toilet after eating or eating the Taco Bell, putting it up online.
Doing a mukbang. And doing your whole eating of your Taco Bell smorgasbord of food.
That was good.
Good. That's a lot of food. And that's
$23 worth. I had a Crunchwrap Supreme. I had a potato and chipotle or chicken chipotle, whatever burrito. And I thought they were littler, right? So I thought they were like a little like this. So
and
it turns out I only had four. So I get all this stuff, and there's the Crunchwrap Supreme is like the biggest one. It's the size of a plate. And then the other ones are like full-size burritos. The problem with me is I don't waste food.
Oh.
I was.
What about leftovers? You don't have to waste a leftover.
Can't do it. If I'm on the carnivore diet and today's a cheat day, then that's it. Can't go back to it tomorrow. So I literally, I texted you 5 minutes after I choked down the last bite of what I was eating in my car. It was bad.
Surprised you were able to drive home.
I was on my driveway, like going.
Surprised you could walk into the house.
It was horrible. Oh, it was so friggin' horrible. That's our representation for Black History Month today. Beautiful black Muslim. What's her name? Not Rashida Tlaib. Ilhan Omar, who I don't care if she married her brother. I don't care about this stuff. It's just so stupid.
You know, the thing that came to mind with AOC's rant was, you know, she's so concerned about who the Republicans are putting on committees when nobody had a concern about Eric Swalwell.
No, they still don't.
That was just.
He spoke. You know, he spoke, right?
Oh, they all did. I didn't hear his.
Yes.
But at the same time, how can you straight face get up there talking about what you think is important and completely negate that he was dating a Chinese spy and on the intelligence committee?
That's Hello? Exactly the end. Is how I don't. I'm trying to think if I've ever been in a position. I cheated on a girl I dated with. I dated 25 years ago, right? Okay. And I know that in the process of trying to patch it up, there may have been an instance where, like, I'm listening into a conversation where she's talking about her friend and her friend is getting cheated on or cheating on this and that. And I may have started to pipe up and she shot me a look like, you're really going to fucking open up your mouth on this? And I went, yeah, probably not a good idea for me to talk. Can you imagine being Eric Swalwell going, hey, I think I'm going to insert my two cents here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is these people are not stupid. They're delusional. They're very dangerous people. I do not put it past an extreme nature of if COVID 2.0 comes around and they're like, everybody's unvaccinated, needs to be put to death. They're going to go, yes, they do. They do.
And I don't know if it's more telling about the own person's personality that they think they have a say in the matter, like an Eric Swalwell getting up and disagreeing with who's going to be on the committee for ethical reasons. So I'm not sure if this is, it's very telling about his personality, but also who are the rest of the representatives to allow him to talk and the rest of the people who vote them in to think that it's okay to keep them in office? It's a whole domino effect from the voters to the electeds. Everybody allows it.
I'm trying. I don't have one thing. And even like when somebody challenges my faith, I'm like, okay, I don't get bothered by it. But I don't have one thing where I made a bad decision. Like, it's like Andrew Tate. Let's just say for argument's sakes. No, we said no. We have said this many times about Donald Trump.
You want to take a break?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't have my clock in front of me. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. See how I stop everything?
A little over.
Yeah, I thank you for doing it.
The opinions of the host and guests on the show are exclusively just that, opinions. That means that they shouldn't be the cause of your state of being offended.
Why does everybody get so butthurt?
Okay, let's go. Ready, go!
Hi, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in the world of Earth. This is the Ransom Hizzo Show here on Spreely.tv, a product of the Spreely Media Company. Did you see the new logo?
I did.
Yeah, it's tits, man.
Fancy.
I didn't make it. It's a corporate tit. All right, guys, go to RantsofIzzo.com, RantsofIzzo.com. Your one-stop shop for news, trends, breaking stories, your sister's ass, whatever you want to do. When you go to the bottom of it, there's a section where you could sign up for the newsletter. Now, some of you are getting the newsletter straight to your inbox. Some of you still have to go over to spam and mark it not spam. Do so. Get the coffee, Rants or Rebel. Go to exclusive shit. Get some exclusive shit. Look at that.
I'm like Vanna White. Here is your black bag that will come directly to you with our coffee beans.
It's black, especially for Black History Month. So are the coffee beans.
We represent over here, okay?
Let's go to the chat.
Okay, in the chat, welcome back, Sergeant Tuan. Have you Are you back home? He says, History of the World Part 2 on Hulu airs in March. Jews in Space is supposed to be a skit.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious? No. History. They've been calling Hitler on Ice is actually going to be there. Is that it? Are you lying? Carbon monoxide like prosperity teachers DC Drano.
Heidi says her actual brother, not a brother of color.
Tammy. Oopsie. Tammy meant to say AOC is an ass.
Okay. April Schoen writes, deluxe cravings box from Taco Bell.
Oh. Ginger souffle. Lord, hallelujah, say a woman, preach it, preach it. I'm exhausted. Asshole.
Linda, although Taco Bell is good, it gives me heartburn.
Sergeant Toon, they should leave out shittle. Oh, they should live in the shittle part, the shittiest part of their district in government housing.
Hell yeah. Heidi says, Dom, we need a coffee enema repeat.
As long as you're plugging it. Sarah says, women shouldn't be allowed in politics, period. See AOC, the squad, and MTG.
Oh, damn. Ginger souffle. Bolt dash. If the Kardashians said vote Republican, you will get more Republicans.
April Schoen says happy Friday.
Yes. Bali? Are you a new listener? Bali writes, propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, and welcome to everybody who's coming over from Lucretia Hughes' show. That's Real News. Lucretia Hughes runs every Monday through Friday. That is 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern to 7 p.m., and that is 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. During the afternoons, you got John Burke with the All-American Savage Show, and after us is Rocky Stucci, where you learn how to give hand jobs to the homeless for cash. I was going to say...
Anything to get by.
Dude, why not? It's feed pictures.
Can I tell you quickly?
Yeah,
I don't know what
do.
You were about to say.
No, I was just going to say we, unlike the insane liberals... When people are like, oh, dude, so if Donald Trump was on Epstein Island, you'd condemn him, right? And we were like, yeah, we would.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, it's pretty much. But go ahead.
Yeah. I didn't share this, but it's, you know, worth sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I met a friend for a quick walk. I haven't seen her in a long time. And we chose a destination. If anyone's doing a drinking game right now, y'all are going to get drunk. Because I'm gonna do my whole story, and you're going to drink every time Dominic says something. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
That was one.
Okay.
That was one.
Are they doing a drinking game right now?
I don't know, but if you're doing it, this is it. So I meet a friend. We have a destination in mind. We ended up meeting in the parking lot of this large church. But behind the church is a really nice scenic path down to our yacht harbor. As I pull into the parking lot, I notice, oh, shit, I don't know if I'm going to be able to park here. It looks like it's a food bank day. This is where they give free food to anybody in need in your community. I didn't know this church did that. And I'm in the parking lot thinking they're going to kick me out. They're going to literally tell me I'm taking a parking spot. Move. My friend arrives. We get out of our cars. We start to head out to the path. One of the volunteers sees us and says, hey, you need some food. I looked at my friend. I didn't know who he was talking to. And my friend says, yes, she does need some food. I look back at her and I'm like, shut up. Meanwhile, before I know it, the back of my car is open. The back of her car is open. And this guy is giving us free food.
What kind of food?
Okay. So you've seen it. Different food bins will give you like a big old satchel, like a potato sack.
No, I have no idea what this is or how this even exists. Where do I get free food?
Okay. Well, okay. Did everyone take shot too? So... You, in this big old, what looks like a plastic satchel, but it's like a potato basin, you're going to have, in mine anyways, was broccoli, cauliflower, pears, apples, potatoes, onions,
pizza?
Carrots.
Frozen pizza?
No frozen pizza, you fat ass. So then he puts this in my car and I'm feeling so guilty. I'm like, I don't want this. I can't. And then I'll tell you in a minute also what I was thinking, which is really funny. If anyone knows me, they know me. So this guy proceeds to say, look, we're closing down for the day. All the food we have is going to be shipped somewhere else. So if you want anything else, please go take it. There are two rooms in the church that were wide open. He goes, go in there. Get whatever you want. There are shopping
carts. This is supposed to go for like the unfortunate and homeless?
Yes, dude.
You fucking bag lady.
Hear me out. My friend says, can I take a shopping cart? I look at her and I go, you are not. And the guy goes, sure, take a shopping cart. She walks into this room with a shopping cart. She takes a whole bundle of water bottles. She takes a whole cart of like chili beans, tomato soup. There's like boxes of Raisin Bran, like the whole big box. I couldn't believe it. I had never been to one of these places. I knew that my community in a number of locations offers food banks for the homeless to go get their food.
Did you look homeless or something?
Okay, so I'm starting to internalize why this guy was like, you need some food. I was like, what am I presenting to the world?
Last week you looked bloated, and then the other day you looked emaciated.
Who's drunk yet? Have y'all taken third, fourth shots?
Why not?
Okay, so we take the Raisin Bran, the peanut butter, the chili, whatever. We pack it into our cars, and I'm like, okay, so I know who I'm going to give this food to. I have someone in mind.
Okay.
I'm going to go give them the food, right?
Okay, all right.
And my friend also has people she's going to give the food to. So we're not feeling that guilty at this point. I start asking this volunteer questions like, hey, how long has this food bank been open? Why did you open it? Is there a need in this neighborhood? How do you get your food? Where do you get your food from? Are companies donating them? He said to me with no wavering, if you're not a millionaire, everybody should be coming here and getting their food. And I thought,
wow, he's abusing the church, then, isn't he?
That is a very startling concept. You're not a millionaire, you should be coming here for food.
Whose money is he giving away?
He's exactly
the tithing money from the church that is supposed to go to the less fortunate.
No, it's not from the church. So the food that they were taking in was from a huge nonprofit called Second Harvest Food Bank. Huge nonprofit. And you start to see the domino effect of, yes, a portion of these nonprofits do good work. But the shadier side of the nonprofit is just this. Let me explain it.
Right.
When you go pick up your food, you write down a name. Doesn't have to be your real name. You don't even have to show an ID. He explained all this to me because I was curious.
So democratic.
Upon writing down a fake name, they give you an ID, a number, like a social security number. Every week you show up, you give them your number, and they track how many times people are coming within a certain zip code and picking up food. All that data gets transferred to Second Harvest Food Bank. That helps them fundraise, but it also helps them get donations from the state. The state then gets donations from the federal government, showing that certain communities are in need of more food. Well, I'll tell you right now, they had so much extra food yesterday at closing time, and he was trying to give it away. And that only means that he can show, this is how much food I gave away. This is how much food I need to continue giving away. And if you give me more, I will have more people coming for food, which perpetuates the cycle of the nonprofit looking profitable when really there aren't that many people that need food. And the ones that really do need food maybe aren't getting it because people like me are getting thrown food in the back of their cars. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I just thought, oh, God, I mean, this is amazing that if you truly need food, it's here for you. But at the same time, this is how we perpetuate the problem and truly don't have legitimate numbers. There's no way to legitimately know who is really being helped.
What did you keep?
Nothing. I gave it all away. Because here's the part.
I want you to stop. I want you to remember this. This is at the...
No, I'm going
to
tell you why.
No, I want you to go back when you go to the... when you watch the replay... I want you to watch exactly what you did when you... I want you to watch your reactions when I said, would you... Nothing. You really got to look at how you responded.
Oh, you think I lied? I kept nothing.
Okay. I believe you.
Weird. So the caveat to keeping nothing was I started asking the man, as I explained already, Where's this food from? Who is providing this food? And really what I was getting at is this organic? How do I know where this was grown? How do I know what this was?
You would have kept it if it was.
And therefore, I couldn't trust the source of the food. And therefore, I was thinking, okay, so wait, here we have food being donated. That's great. Second, the people eating the food that need the food are going to get food. Great. But also at the same time, are we giving them something that's laced with a poison just because they are starving and they'll eat whatever? And this is a way to like poison people? Why aren't we paying closer attention to where our food's coming from, even for those that are in need?
Yeah.
Still think I kept the food?
No, I don't think you kept the food.
Liar.
No, I truly don't. Not at all. No, I think your guilt would have gotten the best of you.
I wasn't going to eat it.
Did you give it to any homeless people?
I gave it to people who were in need, for sure.
Well, you're great. You know, well, hey, did you give it to exclusively Black people because you felt guilty? Or did you, you're like, no, I can't. You're white. I can't give you any of this. You're like, but we're the only homeless people here. You go, you find the closest Black person walking on the street, like, here, I want you to have this. And like, we make $400,000 a year and we live down the street. We're just out for a walk. You need this
honestly
more than I do.
So that's what's so weird about where I live is the people who look like they're hard up a lot of times are multimillionaires.
Sure.
Which is a trip because they just, you know, they have money and they don't need to expose that they have money. They drive old cars. They wear like shaggy clothes and, you know, they just don't present as being ritzy. We're not in an area where you want to like show off your riches. So you kind of hide your riches. And then in turn, you look like you're one of the homeless people. It's a very weird community I live in.
I think you should have kept something. No, like ice cream or anything?
Oh my God, you're so funny.
No, I had the problem is I ate good last night. So now it's like, now I'm going to be craving for that shit again.
So what do you mean you ate good last night?
I ate what I wanted.
Crap last night.
Yeah, I know. I ate what I wanted.
So you want to eat crap again tonight. Right. You know, it's funny. If you would have shown up at this food bank, you'd be like, no pizza? No ice cream? What are you guys serving?
100%.
You think 100%. I have a stove to boil broccoli?
100%.
I'm on the streets. I need a pizza that's cooked and ice cream that's frozen.
I watched somebody create, you ever watch those like late at night when I'm trying to fall asleep, I'll go scroll through the mindless social media shit and like the life hack stuff. So I saw somebody take a hammer and then you took the claw side of the hammer and they put the nail in there and then they banged it in to a piece of wood and it showed that hack keeps you from like hitting your finger. I'm like, oh my God. So I watched this one hack of a guy who was kind of homeless, but he was living in a Motel 6.
Okay.
And he had a hot plate.
Okay.
He made pizza from scratch. Oh. So he took flour, water, salt, all this stuff. He had cheese that, you know, you get from the store, pepperoni, tomato sauce. But he made that. You got to knead the bread, right? You got to knead the bread.
Yeah, sure.
He did it on the bathroom counter.
Well, yeah, that's his flat surface.
And it looked pretty damn good.
You work with what you got.
It looked pretty damn good. And he fried it.
I've seen somebody who has to travel so much that they're in hotels all the time and they get tired of eating out. And they made a whole pasta dinner with the coffee pot.
Yeah. I would love to live like Trump and like live in a hotel. Like, but I know that like there's residents, like the Trump Towers I would love to live in go to stay at the Hyatt, the Hilton, what's a good one? I don't know. The Wynn in Vegas. And like, yeah, I'll take a room and just pay your, probably be like $1,000 a week though. If I had the money, I'd live in a fucking hotel. I'd live in a hotel. Yeah, I would 100%.
Too many people, too slow to get my food.
Don't care. I would do it in a heartbeat.
That would take Bev, way
let's
too
go.
Long.
Yep, don't care.
Oh yeah, Bev, it's Friday.
Waiting on you, Bev.
I just had an astrological update. We'll see if she's on the same page.
Oh. We're waiting on Bev for our Friday edition of Voodoo with Bev.
That cuckoo witchcraft.
Imagine if we paid her.
And although I know it's strictly taboo.
All right, Bev, we'll just sit here, thumbs up our asses.
When you are, is she in the chat?
I don't know.
My heart says yes indeed in me.
Hi, Bev.
With what you're leading me to.
April Schoen is eating ice cream right now.
Out.
All right. That was Voodoo with Bev, Friday as usual. Bev, hope you're calling in because we got nothing left for the next 14 minutes. Nothing.
You always say that.
I know.
You always say that.
I know.
And that's not true.
Is it, though?
No, I'm telling you.
What
it's
do
not
you got?
True.
All right, well, Carrie has told Bev decides she wants to call and be part of the show on a Friday.
Okay. Well, do you want to play the trans man?
Oh.
Trans woman? Trans whatever that thing was? And show the visual?
Oh, God. Hi, Bev. So nice of you to join us.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
She's not that late. It's actually just by a minute.
I know. You and her must be on the same late cycle.
We just have cycles.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Bev, thanks for yesterday's piss content.
Yeah.
Have you been drinking your own urine or something?
No.
Have you been rubbing it on the lotion on your skin?
No.
Do you?
No,
would
I
you
just
do that?
Noticed
would
her
you
talking
it
about it
skin?
Last year or the year before, and I thought it was quite interesting. And I knew she did a video on it, so I looked for it.
Bev, have you ever given a golden shower? Don't have to answer that.
But you do.
Okay. All right, what do you got? You got some for Bev?
Beverly, I heard that Uranus is going to go square with the sun and the moon.
What does that mean?
When? This weekend?
This weekend.
What do you mean?
Yes, because we have the it's at the I put about the full moon at the beginning of the chat. But yeah, it's this weekend on Sunday.
What does that mean? It's going to go square. I don't understand.
Square. It's the see now you're getting me. I gotta
all that talk of golden shower piss play.
Just got to get her notes straight.
Yeah, squares are aspects that are known to at the beginning of an action-oriented, but also very hot-headed. So that's where conflicts. When you have squares, you have conflicts that can come in. So if you look at the top, that's you can fix signs this weekend, can get a little hot-headed.
What's a fixed sign?
Fixed signs are
I'm a mutable sign.
You're mute. Yeah. I'm a cardinal. Fixed. Taurus.
Leo's got to be a mutable sign.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Leos are assholes.
I've never heard of this detail before.
Mutable means I can adapt.
Like, yeah, no, I get it, but I've never heard certain signs are adaptable or non-adaptable.
Leos are cunts.
I didn't know that. So, cancers, I would think those are probably... adaptable.
No, water.
So
yeah,
the mixed signs are Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo. Wait. Mixed signs. Mixed energy. Sorry. Wait. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ashley.
Well, so what I heard about it was that, you know, this weekend, if you're feeling like things are a little chaotic, a little confusing, tensions are high.
Yes, anxiety, yes. And
just
fixed signs is Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius.
Huh?
Fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius.
Oh, God, does that make so much fucking sense?
That really does. And
mutable,
all the other signs are not?
Mutable is Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces.
Oh, then what's a Cancer?
Cardinal.
What is a cardinal?
It's a red bird.
Cardinal or Aries. Sorry, it's giving me, I don't want inflammation.
But what does that mean, though?
Why are you giving me information for inflammation?
What?
What?
Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn.
Okay, but what does that mean to be a cardinal sign?
Cardinal sign? That's where you're, that's when your chart is where you landed. Cardinal sign.
Strong initiative?
Hmm.
Characterized by the attribute of strong initiative.
Yeah.
Oh. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay, I didn't realize that certain signs would break down into that category. So yes. Basically, this weekend, just if things are feeling hard,
yeah,
ride the wave, don't really get caught up. Right, Beverly?
Right. Think about yourself and don't think about the should'ves, could'ves.
Anthony Stevens says, I care only about Aries.
So we have...
Does anybody know what Lucretia is? She's a stubborn one.
Do you think?
Oh, my God.
Why do you say that?
What sign is she?
I'm going to find out.
Because I'm curious. I'm guessing she's a lot of water signs. Water or fire signs?
Yeah.
You're water. Yeah.
Me,
she
I'm
could
fire.
Be fire.
No, Ashley, water.
Yes. You're
I'm
both
water,
ascending
yeah.
Tauruses.
We know.
And also, the moon is in Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm fanning myself. I'm having a hot flash. Menopause sucks.
How old are you?
I don't want 44. Any of that.
Oh, you're too young for menopause.
You would think, right? But
yeah,
no.
Dom, sit this one out. This is
all
this
right.
Talk.
Go ahead.
Beverly, have you tried anything to help with that?
No, I ain't putting no drugs in my body. I'm just dealing
Nothing like that.
I haven't even gone to the doctors, anything, which I should. I should go check my hormones. You know, it'll be 3 years since I've had a cycle, so I should, but
okay, you know when you're online and you see all these advertisements for different vitamins to take, like you've never tried any of those?
Nope. I don't get mood swings. The only thing I deal with is hot flashes. I don't get mood swings.
Your skin hasn't gotten super dry?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Nope. Well, got it.
Anxiety? I'd say anxiety more than anything.
Did you have anxiety before?
I did, but I could control it. But because it's hormonal, it's a little bit harder to control.
Yeah, and when is it more heightened?
When by yourself, basically.
Yeah.
But more, I'd say morning times. A couple times, like when you wake up in the morning, you'll have it like out of nowhere.
Got it.
It kind of creeps up on you. But
do you ever wake up in the middle of the night with it?
Yes. But then I'm feeling somebody's energy and I'll tell them to, this isn't my energy. Take it away. Like my neighbor upstairs, I'm sort of connected with her. And last week I woke up with anxiety and I messaged her, are you okay? Cause I'm feeling anxiety. And she goes, yeah, I'm having anxiety. So if you're connected with people, you can feel other people's energy.
Oh, great. How do I know whose energy I'm feeling?
Ashley's going to be flogging the dog. Fucking with the
and
window
also, you're
open,
a Cancer, so you absorb a lot of people's energy.
Yeah, but
my girl,
dude, that's what I mean. Am I supposed to send a memo out to every certain person I know? I'm like, hey, get your shit together because I'm being affected by it.
And a lot of Cancers are mediums, too, because, again, you're the mother, you're nurturer, you feel.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Oh my God.
Dominic, you having fun over there with your son?
Fine. What?
You're literally like a little boy left alone to get into problems and trouble and just mischievous little shit.
Friday. You're
trying to have a serious conversation and you just want to.
I do. I know.
All over it.
I'm responsible for 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 hours and 45 minutes of show every week, and the last 15 minutes I could just phone in if I want to.
Says who?
says every single week since we've had Bev on. You guys carry it just fine.
No, but I don't. Bev, did you hear
until
the sound,
Bev? Until Bev finds me Bigfoot shit, it's like.
I do have Bigfoot shit.
What do you got?
Well, it's funny because there's, I never knew this, but in there's university set.
That too.
Bigfoot Society in Peterborough. That's in just north of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the top. The more I'm reading about Bigfoot. Okay, have we heard any sightings in the eastern side of the country?
I don't believe so. I think it's mostly like the west and Canada.
Like the popular place, like the first sighting was California in Willow Creek. So, because California, I think Hollywood, like, and ever since then,
because they're stoned and they're hallucinating is why.
Sure.
Only in North America. Okay, we have now recently some giant dude walking in Mexico on the mountain.
Okay.
Correct.
So, like, I'm just wondering if it's because what they're trying to say is now is it's maybe the black bears. The black bears on their hind legs.
Racist. Yeah, but you'd see a big old swinging black bear.
Because during the time of the sightings, that's when the population of black bears is a lot more than other times.
Yeah, but have you ever seen a black bear?
Not personally.
I've got video. I've seen one on purpose.
I've seen them. They're pretty freaking big.
No, they're not. No.
That's a grizzly bear.
Yeah, grizzly bears are huge. Black bears they're small. The one I saw, I was about 15 feet away from one. It was about, maybe 200-300 pounds. And it was only, if it stood up, it was 5 feet tall.
Okay, then the black bear wouldn't make sense because these guys are like 6 to 10 feet tall.
I'm telling you.
That's like the same. Question, I don't know if you watched the full video I sent you earlier.
Nah, it was long, Bev.
I noticed there's a lot in the States. I thought something like that was just on
touristy.
The
but here's the question. Ready? Mm. You're the last woman on Earth. Male Bigfoot. Would you?
Yeah. Well, hey, if I gotta populate.
No. No.
What if he waxed?
The answer is no.
What if he waxed everywhere?
No, because then your offspring's going to be this weird mutation.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You don't know? All right, wait a second. You're the last woman on Earth. It's been a while. You're not thinking of populating. You're thinking of like, would you?
Mm-hmm. Do what? With what? The Bigfoot?
Yeah, would you...
Would you?
Is she hot?
Is she
a hot Bigfoot? Is she a hot? Because I've been with some tall women. Like, I've been with somebody who's 6'1" as a woman.
Hairy?
No, she was hot.
Hair?
So.
Everywhere.
Yeah, no. But see, the hairy back thing would really bother me.
Yeah, it's a bother.
If the Bigfoot
was. Some hair is okay, but.
If the Bigfoot was shaved everywhere except for the Bigfoot macaque, would you?
I would think so, because I would think they'd have a defined body, would they not?
I'm not down.
Face would have to be a little changed.
I will not be continuing civilization.
All right, there you go. So
then could you humanly pass this thing through your vajay?
Oh, right.
It would be too... The DNA would be all wrong.
There you go, kids. That wraps up this Friday edition of the Rants of Izzo show here on Spreely.tv. We love you long time. It's Friday. You want to hear this continued conversation about which came first, the chicken or the hooker? Rocky Succi's next. Thanks, Bev. Take us home, Common Sense.
Bye, Bev. You got to think about all angles on these things when you're going to procreate with animals like that, Dom. You got to consider every angle.
I pull out.
All angles need to be considered. Just like this weekend.
Hitting that Bigfoot from behind.
Don't do anything we wouldn't do. Have a good one. We'll be back Monday, same time, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, rantsvisit.com. Bye. Central Park in fall. How you tore your dress. What a mess. I confess. I was never there, Judge. Don't ashamed.